Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And, you know, Joe, it's been reported that Apple CEO Tim Cook signed a secret agreement with the Chinese Communist Party. That's right. That's Joe Biden's party, promising to prop up China's economy and technological capabilities. The contract was for $275 billion, and that was confirmed through interviews that reported Eternal Apple documents, and that was signed in 2016 with a timeline of 5 years. And so that 5 years is just about complete now. There you go. See, we are being so sold out. High-tech boys there. The corruption is unbelievable. I mean, it's just, there's no end to the corruption. But I want to go here with...
Well, it's our American technology that the Chinese were using to control their social media. They've got, you know, they can go on the Internet, but, all of a sudden, there's all kinds of things missing.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about... I wanted to talk about what we heard in that clip, because what we've been telling people here about our military, and, you know, I've been calling the Pentagram over there with Silly Millie, General Millie, Silly Millie, and, you know, those drag queen boys over there.
Well, he's fighting with his white privilege. He's trying desperately to understand his white privilege and rage.
Right, so... There is a lot. There are some now. I understand that the Marine Corps, the commander of the Marine Corps, four-star general, is pretty much with us. I know that most of the special forces are with us, but they have the Pentagram, and as far as I'm concerned, these people are traitors. They are traitors. They're whores. They've sold themselves out. They betrayed God and country, the American people. And remember, you know, it was those generals that, and we told people about this before, that convinced Trump to run, to do away with the deep state, the dark state out there, corruption.
Biden and Obama during that administration, I remember so clearly you and I telling, look what he's doing now. He was getting rid of every high-ranking admiral, general, colonel in the military services who were, you know, born again Christians, conservatives. They were gotten rid of.
260 high ranking, you know, but 11 four-star generals. 11 four-star
generals. There were some admirals in there.
Yeah.
They got rid of them all that were danger to him and replaced them with, let's say, people who are a little more compliant to the liberal agenda. Can we say it that way?
Right. Well,
Tories, in other words.
But those folks did not go away. They're still out there, okay? And, again, they're working undercover, trying to, and they're battling like we are against all of the fake news media. All of the fake news media. Listen, I can tell you this. NBC, ABC, CBS, and I hate to tell you, but I include Fox in that too. You can't trust. We've been betrayed by Fox. I remember how Bret Baier and the Chrissy Wallace and that Susan Smith and Neil Cabuto and down the line, how they all looked right into that camera. Looked right into that camera and told you there was no election fraud. They looked in there, and they knew that they were lying. Now, you expected that from PMSNBC. You expected that from ABC. Now, again, it's the same thing with why they're pushing right now the poison. Okay, you heard all of those commercials done with pharma. Now, with Big Pharma. And so... Here, you know, this is, you know, that's where all the money, the big money's coming in. So they'll tell you, they'll promote whatever they're told to do because that, and that's the, with the co-ops in these hospitals, they've lost all trust. People no longer trust so many of these MDs. You can't trust them anymore. Anyone who would tell you to take the poisonous poke, do not trust. Do not trust anyone who would tell you to take the poisonous poke. And so here...
Let me throw a story because it's perfect timing. Conservative writer Drew Holden, got his hands on a leaked memo. And there was a digital age propaganda pamphlet that the Biden administration sent to the media touting the president's successes in his first year and hoping that the reporters would, you know, put it out there. Now, this leaked memo even gave the media space to self-aggrandize. It said, "Happy Saturday. Wanted to share a memo that you can, quote, source as obtained by your media outlet." The email was from the White House Assistant Press Secretary, Vinit Patel. And, yeah, so he claimed right there through the media, through your elite media skills at journalism, you can say you obtained this, you know, in other words, you worked hard and got the story. And in the memo, it lays out how, in spite of unprecedented crises and opposition from the Republicans, Biden and the congressional Democrats got an enormous amount done for the American people. And it goes, I'm not even going to go into all the lies that were told in the memo. The point is, they had the nerve to pass this out and tell them, yes, you can say that you obtained it through your elite journalism skills. Talk about lies and deceit. There it is, folks. We have the memo from the White House Press Secretary, Assistant Press Secretary himself, and I quoted their own words, so they can't say they didn't say it.
There are no journalists left out there at NBC, ABC, CBS, and there are no journalists.
They were long bought off.
They're contracted liars. What you have are contracted liars, and that's the reality. There are no journalists left out there at all. Not one, okay? Anyhow, I wanted to go with this, too. Here's an article. Mark Levin calls for ethics complaint against Adam Pencilneck Schiff. Now, here's the thing with Adam Pencilneck Schiff. He right now is being hailed as the best liar that the Democratic mob has, as their best liar, the very best liar they have out there right now. And that's what they're, you know, and that, see, to them, that's a good thing. To the Democrats, yeah, you know, that's something to be embraced. Here, we got a really good liar here, okay? And he got caught, you know, even with the witnesses and this last thing, this January 6th, he's got caught changing the testimonies. This guy is as crooked gets. And Adam, if you're out there listening tonight, by any means, Adam Schiff, remember something. What God's Word, the Bible says, you'd be better off, Adam, with a millstone hung around your neck and thrown into the sea than to harm one of those little ones. God, Adam, hates pedophiles. God hates pedophiles, Adam. Okay? Now, right away, prissy preachers will jump up and say, God doesn't hate anybody. God loves everybody. No. The Bible says God hates all those that commit iniquity. And believe me,
he
pedophilia.
He even named names, didn't he?
Yeah. And so, he certainly did. So, Adam Schiff, remember that if you're out there listening. God hates pedophiles. So the only remedy for that is pure repentance. So there you go. And boy, I'm going to tell you, the entire Democratic Party is filled from top to bottom with pedophiles. And here's what the article says. Serial liar Adam Schiff once again said he doesn't regret pushing the fake Steele dossier funded by Hillary Clinton 2016 campaign. Do you regret giving credibility to the Steele dossier? NBC's Meet the Press host Chuck Todd asked Schiff on Sunday. I don't, Schiff said without hesitation. In other words, that's just it. He's known right now as the Democratic mob's best liar.
We helped bring down Trump, and you know, remember their motto: the end justifies the means. Right.
You know, I wanted to say something, too, about this, because when it comes to Trump, now, Trump, since Reagan, was the best president, in my opinion, this country had, but he made one major, major mistake, and that's pushing this COVID. Now, why was he doing it? Well, there's something going on there that we don't know about yet, but because it would not be in his nature to do this. Could he possibly be being blackmailed somehow? Well, I don't know, but I do know. I do know that he, at the beginning, he was trying to promote and trying to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. I know he was.
Stopped, yeah.
They stopped him. Now, he's surrounded and getting very, very bad advice, medical advice, very bad medical advice. And so when he pushed that, you know, right here I've got, he was speaking in Texas to a crowd, and when he was telling people that they should get the shot, they booed him. They booed him, okay, and what's his name? It used to be on Fox. I'm having the fellow said that he believed Obama was a Christian because he said he was. Okay. I'm going to go there here. Let me see. I can.
Moment, folks. Live on radio. We have them from time to time. And
yeah, it's. Let me see. I can tell you. I'm going to play just a little bit of this, and then I would tell you who he is. So it was at the end of that. Trump's vaccine, and they refer to this. The Natural News put this out. Trump. Pimping vaccine. O'Reilly. It was Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly. Okay.
Yeah. And O'Reilly says he was boasting that him and Trump both got the vax. Okay. First of all, I don't think Trump really got the real vax. Okay. I don't think he did. I mean, this guy's taking everything because if you listen to what he says, he's tried the, just about everything out there he's taken. So,
well, maybe he did take it then, you know.
I don't
really believed. Who knows?
I don't think that he really took the real vax. I remember Gerald Ford, he got caught. They caught him, you know, professing to take the flu shot when he didn't take it. And so, anyhow, I do not believe he took the vax, but there's something going on there. Why he would promote that, but he's also promoting it should not be, there never should be mandated. It never should be mandated. That should be a person's choice. But there was something, and that was, I think, his biggest mistake that he's made by doing that, because when he announced that there in Texas, the whole crowd, the Trumpers, Trump supporters booed him.
Yep.
And I'm hoping.
I can see why, because they did not believe it.
Yeah. Okay, hospital death camps. Attorney says COVID patients are trapped in receiving harmful treatments. The attorney said federally funded hospitals are economically incentivized to keep patients hospitalized on potentially harmful drugs, even against their will.
Will, right.
Yeah, okay, and so here
we
go.
We've done stories on that with people having to get a lawyer suing hospitals trying to get, you know, treatment or stop treatment from the hospitals, and it's been a horrible battle. We've done several articles like that.
Yeah, let me read you this. An attorney who spoke during the December 7th Fired for Freedom conference hosted by the Truth for Health Foundation described his working trying to rescue COVID patients from the hospital death camps, where he said people are being kept against their will in intensive care units, ICU units, receiving ineffective or harmful medications. We know that's a fact, okay? And so held on the 8th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that launched the United States into World War II, the Fired for Freedom conference highlighted courageous individuals who have risked everything in the present-day battle for medical freedom and the right to exercise one's conscience. Today, it is really important day and a good day to get this out, said international attorney and Truth for Health legal advisory council member Todd Callender. We tend to keep running into the same scenario over and over again, Callender said, explaining that he works with people who have been hospitalized with COVID and then are stuck in hospitals in a variety of circumstances that doesn't let them leave, which is why I call it the ICU jail. Anyhow, But we know once they go on that respirator, it's bye-bye, isn't it?
It certainly is. That respirator, and then they were given that other medication. I can't think of the real expensive stuff, and it did more harm. But just to prove you are on the right track, state lawmakers in New York, all of you listening to us in the state of New York, there is a bill, Bill A416, being prepared to consider that they want to cast a public health law. Why? Well, there are individuals out there that won't take orders from the mayors and governors, is why. And they decided that they would just lock people that won't obey, lock them up. This new public health law is being written and prepared for the 2021-2022 legislature. The National Pulse told the story. The proposed law would allow authorities to remove and detain cases, contracts, carriers, or anyone suspected of presenting a significant threat to public health. Oh, you're unvaxxed. You're a threat to public health. So this is a serious risk to all Americans, but especially there to you in the state of New York. This includes your right to choose whether or not to receive medical treatment or a vaccination. It says in the bill, inmates will be taken to a medical facility or any other that authorities deem proper. And once you're there, the bill attempts to state that no one can be held for more than 60 days. But, after 60 days, the court is allowed an additional 90 days to consider the detention of an individual. So they can appeal. The court's got 90 days to decide whether they're going to let you out. This cycle can be indefinitely done, according to the law. I'm reading from it. Once behind doors, the individual locked up will be forced to complete an appropriate prescribed course of treatment, preventative medication, or vaccine. And the proposal is vague, suggesting that it could be used against, quote, anyone the department believes has the capacity to pose a threat in the future, such as those refusing to receive the COVID-19 vax, unquote. There you have it. They want camps for all you unvaxxed people in the state of New York. If you haven't left now, by the summer when they start to pass this, it'd be a good time to leave.
Well, let me tell you, I had a conversation with a lady today, with a wonderful lady today from New York, and she's up in her years. She's 80 years old, and she's afraid because of these mandates they're going to come and forcefully give her the poison.
Yeah, after reading this, I would be too. That's what they want to do. By next year, they're going to try and pass this bill in the state of New York. New Yorkers better get ready to fight. This is going to be a serious, serious fight.
Well, they have to. And so this lady asked me, what do I do? And I said, you've got your marching orders right from God's word, the Bible. The Bible insists that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And I can tell, it's a matter too, folks out there, you have to be very, very careful nowadays on who you can trust. And if you folks are in a church and your pastor, if he's a prissy fella, if he won't stand, if he don't speak out, if he doesn't have the courage to speak out against this, you can bet that if the deep state comes to him, the dirty cops come to him and tell him, look, we want a list of anyone in this church you think might stand up and might resist us. We want a list. We want their names. He'll give it to them. If he doesn't have the courage to stand up now and speak out and lead you against this, if he doesn't have the courage to tell you, to warn you about this, do not trust him and get out of there. Get out of there.
Tell them about the pastors the government was corralling to do their bidding. We talked about this years ago on the radio, but it'd be a good time to remind the people.
Yeah, that was back during the Bush regime. But Yeah, that's when we got
the... They would lead the people to the camps.
Yeah, well, the idea was they invited us to a meeting and let us know that this was Homeland Security, that if we cooperated, we came to the meeting. And by the way, once you left the meeting, they were told that once you leave, you walk out there, you forget everything that's here. If the two of you walk out and one of you says, what do you think about that? You say, about what? You don't know. Do not tell your people. Do not tell your people, your congregations, that you were here. And then they promised those pastors, if this happens and you and what they told them to do was to preach Romans 13, to totally twist, spin, and pervert Romans 13. Tell the people, convince them. This is exactly what Hitler did, that they must obey the government no matter what. That's exactly what's happening. And if you do that, if there's a shortage of food, you and your family will be the first to get it. If there's a shortage of medical, you and your family will be the first. If there's a shortage of gasoline or whatever, you'll be put up front if you will betray your congregation. So there you go. And I can tell you, the prissy preachers will. And they'll try to justify it by saying, Romans 13 says we have to obey the government, therefore I will do it. Even though that's not what Romans 13 says at all, but they will.
The Bible says we must obey God rather than men. That's quite plain, quite clear, no room for quibble.
Yep. Trudeau orders finance ministers to go after charitable tax status of pro-life groups and churches. Introduce amendments to the Income Tax Act to make pro-life organizations that provide counseling to pregnant women about their rights and options ineligible for charitable status.
Right.
This guy is a beast. You know what, Joe? Lead an imprecatory prayer against Trudeau right now. He is an antichrist. He is evil as evil is. So folks out there, join him. You know, we are to do this and pray that God will remove this wicked man. So, Joe, would you go ahead and pray and ask the Lord to remove that wicked man?
Dear Lord, I don't understand what could be in this man's heart. I cannot, it's hard to contemplate such evil, but he is determined to try and prevent the truth, trying to stop God's people from going out there doing your will, trying to save those that are being led to slaughter, and trying to make, you know, turn the laws against them. And Lord, that we would pray that you would remove this man from office, that you would take away his power, his ability to thwart your work, to thwart your people, and that this evil heart would be removed from his position of power in any way that, Lord, that would stop him from being able to carry out this Antichrist agenda. The world is full of these people, Lord, and you have obedient servants that have given so much of their lives, their time, their money, and trying to save those precious children that you have given to us to care for. And Lord, we just hate people like this with just a white-hot passion, those that would seek to destroy a beautiful, beautiful life. And Lord, that you would just come against him and all those like him, and that through your mighty power we could just see a drastic change in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Joe. All right. White House.
Isn't it hard for you sometimes just comprehend these people, just how they can do this stuff? It just sometimes it's almost impossible to understand this kind of evil, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But the longer I live, the more I see, and the more I realize how exactly accurate God's Word, the Bible, is, and how I can go there, and the timeline is there, and I can see exactly where we're at along that timeline by what is happening out here, because it's. It tells you when you see these things, and boy, we're seeing them. Phone lines are now open. The phone lines are now open at 888 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I want to say a happy, a blessed, blessed celebration of the birth of the Christ child, Messiah, to all of you folks out there. I want to just say I hope for all of you good people that this is the best Christmas for you ever, that it's the best one, and it can be. And we know that God can give you that peace that passes all understanding, even in these times. And remember, in the dark and the days and the wickedness, when the Lord Jesus was born, and you had the Joe Biden of that day, his name was Herod.
Herod, right.
And he was bloodthirsty. He wanted to kill as many babies as possible, and Joe Biden would like to see you kill as many babies as possible. And those that he doesn't kill, that they can't kill, he would... The pedophiles, the Democratic Communist Party is filled with the pedophiles.
Terrible.
The ones that...
Destroy, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
Can I add something? Just let that light of the world, Christ is the light of the world, let that light shine in you this Christmas so that all through this great nation, the Christmas light, that light of the star, the light of the world, and there are so many references to light. Let that light of the Lord shine and make your Christmas blessed, and let others see that blessed light shining through you and your family and your worship.
All righty. Coach Dwayne is in the air.
Hey, Coach. Merry Christmas, Pastor Sanders. Merry Christmas, Joe, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners, too.
Back at you. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to always hear you guys, because you guys are doing the will of the Lord. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and you guys are reflecting the truth of Jesus Christ. And I want to say something what's been going on. More and more of my friends now have come to the realization that they're like, Dwayne, Coach, they're spraying us. Look, every morning, every day, and the average person looks up and says, no, I don't see these. I don't see what's going on. If you were out there tonight, they are spraying us. Every single night they're spraying chemtrails, geoengineering. Pastor Sanders, Joel Larson, don't you believe in your heart that they're spraying these viruses around the globe?
Well, we know that there's all kinds of things. We know about the chemtrails for years, and everybody's got some viral infection now. Yeah, this is all a part of it, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. You can see the chemtrails every day. They don't even try to hide it anymore.
They're letting all these people over the border. It's basically the unvaxxed are flooding into this nation. So they're doing everything they can to keep the pandemic going, to keep the fear going, so that they have more and more government control. Yep, it's just one more piece of the puzzle.
And here's something else I've caught. I've watched the Weather Channel. Now, they've sold us out. The Weather Channel is pushing. They're saying, when you see those lines in the sky, folks, those are harmless water vapors. Those are not chemical I've caught them lying to the people. Our own meteorologists here on your local TV stations are saying, those lines you see, those are clouds. Those are water vapor. So I want the public to know that Dwayne Risco in Brunswick, Ohio, since 1998, when Pastor Sanders introduced me to chemtrails through Tex Mars and Alex Jones, Dave Wigington, I've been a champion on this, showing videos and stuff. And how can you drop all kind of viruses around the globe at the same time you put these sprayers up, and they're going 24/7, folks. They're spraying you, and they're spraying you. And when the average person can look up and see all those lines in the sky and say, well, that's just heavy traffic because people are flying for the holidays, you're an idiot.
Someday you'll tell us how you really feel, Coach.
Hey, I've learned from you guys. But on a brighter note before I get off here, Jesus has got to be coming back soon. You guys have been preaching for years. I've been preaching for years. We've accepted Sodom and Gomorrah as like it's no big deal. The LGBTQ, the men dressing up in high heels and lipstick, French kissing each other, fondling each other, perform oral sex in San Francisco. We see this in our schools. They're teaching first graders how to masturbate. abortion is like getting a tooth pulled, no big deal. Women, thousands, going to the street screaming, it's our body, it's our right. We see the total collapse, legalizing marijuana, dope smoking.
I didn't hear the first one.
Folks. We see it, folks. Jesus is coming back soon. And, folks, before I go, please take the time and write a check, send a money order in, and support this radio ministry. Pastors, I get off. Would you give out how they can support your radio ministry? And I love both of you. God bless. Good night.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right. Very good. Oh, we'll do that. A couple things. I want to just say, if you want to support this radio ministry, and I want to thank all of you that did. I want to thank all of you that that made our Pledge Week successful. And that was the last one of the month of the year. So, but just simply send a donation to WRWL 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, Newberry. That's N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. Or just go up to our website, WRWL.org, and it tells you all the different ways you can support us through PayPal and different ways. And so we appreciate it. We will continue. We're in this fight to the end, right to the very end. And if God should bless us in abundance, we would expand on more stations to get the message out even more, to where, it would be good if we could be on many stations. Let's say that Limbaugh was on. That would, that would get it. Boy, we'd have their attention out there then, wouldn't we? So
we would both probably be dead before that happens, but hey.
Well, here you
I'm
go.
I'm going home till the Lord calls me, so I'm not worried.
Okay, I didn't hear you there. Who was the second guy? Eve, you're in the air.
Hi, my name is Eve, and I'm God's whistleblower. A couple weeks ago, Pastor, God gave me a prayer and a plan to save the children. And
he
gave me some scriptures, but I'll tell you, it's just a few, and I'll tell you what the prayer and the plan is, okay?
Okay.
So you, weeks ago, you guys, both of you pastors, were given the great scriptures. And he gave me, God is love the correct way, between one man and one woman, marry true love, a three-strand cord with God, equal
right.
Yoke, Jesus believers. Sex is a gift from our Heavenly Father to be used in marriage, in a safe, loving environment to have children and raise them up in a godly home. Hebrews 13:4. Children will no longer be abused or used sexually. Sex is not for singles or for children. We are in a flood of sexual wickedness in our world. Genesis 6, verse 9, 11, and 12.
Very good.
So Psalm 82, verses 3 and 4. Here's my prayer request. He gave me, we decree and declare all the wicked mankind, including male and female, will become eunuchs. They will become void of any sexual desire. They will become a dry tree. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This will work if you think about it. It took me a week before I had the guts to share it. And God is saying, I want to hear my children on earth say this prayer. He will handle these wicked people that are killing our babies and hurting our children and having sex slaves. He will take care of it, but he wants to know, do my people on earth hear? I hear your cries. I want you to say this prayer. Everyone says that in unity, he will take care of them. And the plan is, for the eunuchs to receive freedom.
I think she dropped off. Who do we have next?
What happened to the blog? Yeah.
All right.
To your point, it's an imprecatory prayer that the sexual desire of the wicked be taken away.
Yep. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Kurt.
My wife and I, we love you. We consider you like our pastor. We get your newsletter and, of course, donate to you and everything. But I just, boy, I just really can't believe how evil it is. I mean, it's just every day there's something else the devil's attacking us on, and it just amazes me how there's, like, nobody that'll stand up than, you know, other than people like you, you know, and it's like you were talking about the pastors. I just heard on another guy's show, Brandon House, he was playing a clip about how Franklin Graham, he was, like, saying that pastors like you telling people not to take the poison poke, that you're actually doing a great disservice to people, and how are you going to answer for that one day when, you know, they die or whatever. And I was like, this guy's insane. How, I mean, he is... It's like he's given over to Satan to say something like that. And we know what just happened to him physically, you know, with being in the hospital and that. And I know it's follow the money or whatever, but I think it even goes deeper than that. And I just want to say what you do and you, Pastor Joe, God bless you guys. You guys are just awesome. You really are in a cruel, evil world we live in right now. And I know there's other things I wanted to say, but I can't remember them all. But I just want to, you know, thank you totally for what you do, because we need you guys. We really do, and you're just really a godson. So thank you.
Well, thank you for those good words.
Thank our boss. He's the one who put us here, told us what he wanted us to do, who guides and directs us, and who covers us. So thank him.
Well, here's my thoughts on Franklin Graham. It's really, really a shame that he's done that, because, you know, that Samaritan Purse has done so much good. It's helped so many people. And I was in support, and I still am, of the Samaritan's Purse, of helping people. I don't understand why he's doing that, but I do know the only other thing that I can think of is sometimes the people, they get threatened. And they're told, you know, we're going to come after your children or your grandchildren. This is a common way that they've used throughout the years. And I know that happens all the time with the deep state people, with a lot of these politicians. If they won't bend, then that's how they threaten them. I don't know if that's the case.
And I got one more question. Do you think that's what's happened to President Trump, that he keeps talking about taking the poke in it? I don't even understand that.
I don't either, unless he's been, again, it could be there's something going on. I'm going to take a stab, and this is a guess. But, okay, President Trump was at Epstein's Island. But I remember hearing, they're saying he was there seven different times, but now that's not what Trump says. Trump says he was there one time, and I remember hearing him back in around 2000 when he was asked about Bill Clinton. He said, what is your opinion and of Bill Clinton? He said, well, he's a nice enough fellow, and that's when they attended each other's weddings. He says, and that's when Trump was a Democrat. And he said, that island is a bad place where he goes. He needs to stay away from that bad place. And he said, and he emphasized, he better stay away from that island. Okay, of course, that was Epstein's. Now, I know Epstein went to Mar-a-Lago, and Trump threw him out. Trump threw him out because Epstein was caught trying to fool around with a 17-year-old there. And so he did throw him out of there. So the only thing I can think that there's something maybe there that they're threatening to try to use to blackmail, or I don't know. That's just a wild guess. I don't know why he would do that.
Could I ask you one more question? I know you
Sure.
got other callers. When the rapture happens, do you hear the trumpets if you're a believer, or do you just transform and you're up there with Jesus?
Well, it says at the sound of the trump, you'll be caught up. Okay, so my guess is you're going to hear it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And Merry Christmas to you, too. And we love you. My wife and I love you. And just keep up the good work, and God bless you all.
Well, God bless. And I hope this is your best Christmas ever, you and your family, Kurt.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, who did you say we had next there? Me. Hey, Troy, you're in the air.
Yeah. Pastor, you said quite a few times, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. What specific scripture says that? Because I've never found it.
Troy, read. It's from Genesis to Revelation, starting with Shifra and Pua.
You are. That is not true, sir. That is not true, because God put Israel into tyranny as punishment for their sin. That's what's happening to America right now, okay?
No, that is not true.
Horrible.
No, that is not true at all.
Really? But,
yeah, that's really not true. When Shifra and Pua, they worked for the government. They were employees, and they were told by the government to kill all the male babies. They obeyed God and not the government like our corrupt government. So they resisted tyranny of the corrupt government. You had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were told by the corrupt government to worship and to bow down to the statue. They obeyed God and not the corrupt government, okay? And God blessed them.
Who did that? I understand that. I completely understand that. But this nation of Israel was sent two times to tyranny by God for punishment for sin. Okay? Now, yes, I completely understand that if the LGBT community, Planned Parenthood, what they're teaching kids in school, that is absolutely to be fought against. But the nation as a whole is corrupt and is being sent into tyranny by God for our sin. He will send us into tyranny because of our sin. He will also said he will heal our land if we turn back to him.
Okay, okay? Listen here.
Where in the Bible does it say resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Specific parts of tyranny.
First of all, no. Obedience is the one thing that God demands more than any other thing is obedience. Now, all you have to do is go to the book of Hebrews, read chapter 11, called The Heroes of the Faith, and you'll see it right there.
It's from
chapter within. You better go and reread it again, and goodbye. I'm not even going to wish him a Merry Christmas. He wasn't very nice, was he?
Well, I can see where he was looking for the exact words. Like, I want a Bible quote that explains it. And God makes it clear by all his different examples that obedience to him is resistance to tyranny through example, 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 example. But there is no exact quote, you know. And I think that's where he was trying to, oh, you don't have an exact quote. Well, there are many things where the Lord has told us, but he's used parables, he's commanded us, but...
No, he shows you. He shows you clearly, starting with Noah, right?
Right.
Noah obeyed God,
right?
And he preached the gospel. He didn't. He didn't obey the world. He resisted the tyranny of the world. When you look at Moses's mother,
yeah,
and father, they obeyed God and not the Pharaoh. Okay.
Right.
And so all through Scripture, you'll find that Daniel, when Daniel was commanded not to pray, he obeyed God and he prayed out in the open.
Examples he showed us, and the phrase obedience to God is resistance to tyranny comes from the examples, but there is no exact quote. So it's kind of they're trying to use something, you know,
well, there's no there's,
rather than spirit.
Okay, well, the word we talk about, rapture, the word rapture of the church is not in there. Okay?
Right.
It's called the taking away. Okay?
Right, we're caught up, yes.
Excuse me. Okay.
You can argue that the word isn't there, but the meaning is. The same thing here. The words, the exact words aren't there, but the meaning is quite clear throughout the Scripture.
Right. You know, the words aren't there for Sunday school, but we have some, right?
Right.
The words aren't there for Bible class, but we have one, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do.
Okay, so...
Because he said he calls pastors and teachers, which implies we are also supposed to teach.
Okay. So this individual, obviously, you know, from if you read it, if you read nothing else but Hebrews chapter 11 in the Bible, the heroes of the faith, every one of them obeyed God and not the corrupt government, huh?
Right.
There you go.
Lead by example.
So that fellow just was looking at something to have a very frivolous yeah, argument
right.
about.
Just wanted to start a little argument, make a point, and it was one of those gotcha games that they do.
The left
does a lot of gotchas.
Who do we have next there?
Evan,
you're in the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. Evan, how are you?
I'm good, but there's a lot of things happening in New York, like under the radar. Now, I'm going to talk about the food stamp program. There are a lot of homeless people who are getting food stamps. Now, when the pandemic started in March 2 years ago, everybody noticed, I'm a senior citizen, I've worked all my life, so I'm on Medicare, but everybody was getting $200, $300, $400 more food stamps. I even wrote Washington just to find out what was going on, but I never got a response. Then I started asking homeless people, and these guys are walking around with about $800 because they can't go in the stores and buy stuff worth of food stamps, which is actually virtual money. Now,
right.
Is the real money going? I believe that they're washing money through the food stamp system.
I don't doubt it. There's nothing, you know, especially with that governor that you had in New York and that mayor there in New York City. I don't believe there's anything that's too illegal for them to do.
You know, how can a homeless guy walk around with, he can't even go into the regular stores, and he's got $500 in virtual money on his food stamp, and he doesn't have a kitchen to cook in. It's
Listen,
really thick here.
When you have $500 worth of food stamps, those drug dealers will give you $200 worth of drugs for that $500 worth of
Well, they're not doing that yet, but probably somebody is.
They're doing it.
You get cases of wine for food stamps.
They're doing it, yeah.
There's a black market in food stamps.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're doing it.
Everybody always figures out a way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, always. Anyway, thank you for the call.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. God bless. Retirees or some of us older guys are still fighting.
Yeah. We're gonna fight until we win, right? It's not over until we win. Okay. How much time do I have over there, Big Andy?
Coming up on 5 minutes.
Okay. How many callers do we have left?
Two.
Okay. Let's do it really quickly. Who do we have?
Mike,
you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie, Pastor Joe. Thank you for what you do. And I want to know if you heard about the $100 million that come up missing off of the COVID relief fund, and they say it's only 3% of how much money they actually have, but they do not know what happened to that $100 million. Have you heard about that?
No, I was going to get to it. We just didn't get to it tonight, but I've got it right here. Criminals stole nearly $100 billion, and they said they've recovered $2 billion out of a $100 billion. So they're doing a bang up job of getting the money back, aren't they?
Yeah, what a load of crap, huh?
$2 billion
out of $100 billion, and somebody's got rich off of that. Yeah, they get they got $400 million from PayPal and Green Dot alone.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't see anything wrong with insider trading.
Yep.
Already.
I'm a Christian, but I the things I think I'd like to see her happen to her, I'm not.
We don't want to hear about it.
We all have thoughts like that. We can't act on them, but we sure have.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Merry Christmas. I got to move on. I got with this next caller, 1 minute. Who do we have? Cliff, you got a minute, Cliff.
Yeah. I just want you to, if you look at the very beginning of Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter in the Bible, it says they saw the face of the Lord. It's interesting that they actually saw a face. I just think that's interesting. What do you think of that?
Wait,
no
look
mask.
Yeah, there's no mask. That's right.
Yeah,
God won't be wearing a mask, and he didn't intend for us to wear one either, did he?
No, no, but I just find it interesting that the very beginning of the last chapter, they, you know, says they beheld the face.
To look upon the face of the Lord. That's how we identify people,
yeah.
By their face.
Yeah. All righty. When we see him.
Cliff, we're out of time for tonight, so God bless and Merry Christmas. All right, Joe, we're out of time for tonight. You got 3 minutes, actually 2 minutes and 2.5 minutes. Tell us how we can get to heaven.
All right, but you have to first understand one thing. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. That's from the book of Isaiah, chapter 59. Scripture tells us two things. For all of us have sinned, and we all come short of the glory of God. It comes from Romans 3. And in Romans 6, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. We are sinners and desperately need a Savior. In fact, the first word that Jesus said in his entire ministry was, repent. The first word, repent. Scripture tells us, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. That's from Acts 3. We're sinners. We need a Savior. The Lord said there is a way out for you sinners, and that is to claim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to ask, pray to the Father that your sins be forgiven, that you accept Jesus' trip to the cross where he took your place. He went there and he died for me. He took my sins on that cross, died for me, paid the price for my sins, and I have to ask him to forgive me for those sins, that I want Jesus to be that Lord of my life now. I want to give myself to him completely, without reservation. I'm calling on him to be Lord of my life, to send me the Holy Spirit as that down payment on eternal life. And then through that process, I become born again by the Spirit. I become a new creature, a new creation, a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. It's a decision we all have to make where we're going to spend eternity. We can spend it in heaven with the Lord or in agony in hell. And it's very simple, but we must repent of our sins. It must be a heartfelt conversion. Too many people said words when they were children or in the excitement of a preacher, said words without that repentance, and they are not saved. You must repent to truly be saved.
All righty, Joe.
Search
yep.
your heart tonight.
Okay, repentance is absolutely, yeah, that's in the Bible. We're out of time, so until tomorrow, as we say every night this time, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.